Okay, everybody, here we are again, another wonderful evening. CBS Radio, Creation Lightship Healing Program, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. And our date here is January 11th, 2012, and it's Wednesday. So this program is for self-empowerment to maybe help people out on maybe what clearings they have for self-empowerment or just things in general. If anybody would like to call in or a question about what we may have on the website or what clearings you have that helped you out, that'd be great to tell a listener. So see if our co-host is on. Kathy, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here. Hello, everyone. Tonight I'm going to co-host with Ron here on bbsradio.com, Creation Lightship on Station 1. We're live on Wednesday, January 11th, and toll-free phone number to call in for the United States and Canada is 888-627-6008. Outside the United States and Canada, the number is 530-327-7602. And you can also write your questions in to Ron here in the fast chat board, which is accessed through either bbsradio.com on Station 1, where it says live chat boards, or from the very top of the creationlightship.com website. You can connect to us there, radio and chat room. So tonight we're going to have a live conference call, and you're welcome to join us. It will be on the phone. We'll give out the numbers at the end of the call, but you can also... For now, you can even type in your question to Ron to answer and send it to him via email. If something comes up during the program today or something comes to mind that you've been working on and you want some clarification or assistance, or even if you're new and you want to know how to get started, Ron's here to help you. So tonight, you can write to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and your email will be read on over the phone by me, and we ask that you keep it simple and short, please, just so we can reach everyone and get to everyone's question, and so it'll be very clearly clear to understand. So that's all for me to announce right now. Ron, over to you.
Okay, so we had a call yesterday, which dealt with energetic cords taken off people. If anybody was on the call, they'd like to call in and talk about that. That'd be wonderful. This is psychic cords. Remember, if somebody looks at you, they've given you a cord. And a cord is just an energy that's stuck on you. And you can think of it like maybe a fire hose, okay? I could say garden hose or a small little one, but sometimes they're like a fire hose. And it's plugged into you. And it's sucking the life force out of you. And along with that, you know, after that's done, then you get their stuff coming from them to you. So you get yucked up, you know. Kind of a yucky experience. And either way, it's yucky. You can have cords that are affecting you right now from maybe when you were a baby, you know. Maybe somehow somebody didn't like you and gave you a frown or something because you weren't dressed right by your parents, or maybe you were in competition with somebody else, you know, when you're going to kindergarten and the mother came by, and maybe you outdid their child at something, and they may have did a psychic whammy on you, and maybe had your body hurt for a little bit, some pain, not knowing about it. You know, naturally you're so young, and naturally your parents probably would not even have a clue. And even if they did have a clue, they wouldn't know what to do about it probably. And so now you're living with that, and you maybe touch your body different places, and a picture of a young person comes up. You know, you go, who is this, you know? Sometimes people can do that. They're actually really attuned to their body. As they touch different places of their body, they can actually visualize or see a face appear from somebody who's core to them. That's for the really psychic people. Most of us, you know, don't have that availability, but that's what some people can do. Remember, these cords are always with you. Just because somebody... quartered you, maybe when you were 12 years of age, that cord is still running, still active, and they're getting energy from you, getting their stuff too. So a lot of times your stuff really not your own. So, buddy, like to call in. We'd like to hear some information. That'd be great on how the call was. It was quite lengthy. I think it was over, you know, I started late because of a mishap with the phone line. But other than that, it was over a couple hours in length just doing cord releases from people. That was, I think it was very, very successful. I had a few aches and pains that I could feel from people as I was doing the call. We basically did the front, then we did the right side, back, and left side at each particular area of the body. I didn't concentrate on really body organs, just location areas. Doing the call again next Tuesday. How that works out for people. And the price is $20 if you're interested. And Monday night is our clone night, getting rid of decloning people. But you can feel better, too, and that's also the same price, $20. But we'll get some caller to call in here who was on that call. It'd be quite interesting to have the comment. And we'll be typing in the 8-call number near the end of the show here, because it gets lost real quick here. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
On the fast chat, Donald, Keith, and a few other people are asking if you would kindly explain a little bit more about what cording is, energetic cord release, and what did you mean by being plugged in?
Okay, yeah, an energy cord is a psychic, it's actually a psychic attack, okay? And with that, there's an energy that comes to your body, and your body, it's acts somewhere in a certain area. So let's just say that you're doing something and somebody gets angry with you, and, you know, they're verbal, et cetera. Well, they're plastering you full of cords, energetic cords, and sometimes people feel it more in the heart center. So if you've ever been into an argument with somebody, and or maybe in love with them, we'll say, got upset or they got upset with you, all of a sudden you felt your heart hurt. Now, why is that? It's because they stuck some cords into your heart, and it kind of damaged you for a while. Those cords are still there, and that's kind of what happens. Also, if it goes to your chakras, you could actually have the chakras turning around inside of your body. This is why I do chakra alignments for people. And the chakra senses a large energy drain outside of your body, turn sideways or become twisted, or maybe even completely reverse and get shut down and start facing backwards. Psychic cord is just an energy that attaches to your skin. Just think of somebody shooting you with a bow and arrow. Well, where's it going to land, okay? That arrow going to hit your body. And then at that point, it's a cord, we'll say, and then the person is able to take your energy, heal your life force energy from you. That's what cording is. Everybody gets corded all the time. Just the way life is here, the aliens wanted people to become corded, to become disempowered. It's the same process. They're taking your energy, so kind of is like as above, so below, so why don't you take somebody else's? So you're kind of getting caught into their maybe original mindset of stealing people's energies without them knowing it. Everybody is corded. That's just the way it is, and you're just taking away life force energy. Back to you, Kathy.
Cammy would like to know if people keep a cord in us after we're hugged, after they hug us, the physical aspect of the cords.
They could do that, definitely. Let's just say that we'll get into a sexual nature here, okay? Let's just say that you're a woman. I guess you would be if you are. Okay. If you're a man, you can visualize this here. We'll say the woman has really big boobs, okay? Naturally, she'll be drawing men to her to rub up against her boobs, right, to give her a hug. Well, what is that man courting, okay? So all you women out there can think, gee, yeah, I wonder why, you know, I felt a little different or something. Well, that's what happens. So all of a sudden, if you're a woman, your boobs are courted. That all these men who are watching them, kind of think maybe of maybe Dolly Parton's or something. She's, you know, kind of large, we'll say, compared to most women. What do you think she's being courted or where at, you know? Well, what are people looking at? Even the women maybe look there, too, you know? that's kind of the way it works. So that's, unfortunately, if you get hugged, yes, you probably would be corded. That's kind of like being slimed by somebody because they're just taking your energy from you as they touch you. That's why some people kind of wilt after they've been hugged. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and some people are not quite sure about the courting, the announcement, if it was made. And yes, it is a rather new, it did come up new on the Monday call, and Ron had posted it that very night. So you can access the registration on the website, creationlightship.com. It's on the top of the page. He's actually put up Monday and Tuesday for the conference calls. So should you want to get a cord release next Tuesday and be part of the conference call, you can just register now or as soon as you can and pay the $20 through PayPal, and you can be part of it. So let me see. I'm looking for some questions, and not really seeing any questions right now, although some people are commenting on some of the things that ways that they've been corded against their will, especially. And now, Marie is asking if you could advise about the whole lifetime cord clearing and Tuesday cording. So I just did that, but there is a whole lifetime cord clearing, energetic cord release, right, Ron, for people and objects?
Yes, there is. Uh-huh. Two different types there. So sometimes objects can actually cord you. I think we may have had a beep. I'm not sure, so we'll see here.
Yes, hello, caller. Will you please state your name and your question for Ron, please?
Yes, hello. Okay. Am I coming in through okay?
Yes, sure. You sound good.
Okay, I'm going to read it out because I have it pre-written. Okay. I asked the military today to allow everyone listening live to select five people, spirits, to enlist for protection. These would be people close to us like family, friends, and coworkers. Note that I'm saying protection only. They will not be taking part in actual fighting. They will just receive protection, such as body armor, etc. The people will not know consciously that they are enlisted for protection, but since the spirit always says yes for a healing, it seems right to provide them with the protection. So, military, please step forward right now and offer this if you can, and we need to clarify whether or not the Lightship can make this work on the archives.
Well, it's up to the military. Normally, I like people to actually know about what's happening. It's a good request. I can't say what happened or not. Not that deeply involved with the military that's fighting the aliens, but it's maybe worth a try. I don't know what to say. So thank you for calling. And we'll have to just see if people hear this on an archive, if it will work. I have no idea this second.
Are they willing to step forward right now and talk? Because I know sometimes hard to read.
They're not coming through right now to me. Don't see anything in the room showing up. They come at certain times when things are happening. Actually need some physical help. Let me know that there's a problem someplace. Thank you for calling. We'll just see what happens. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, and since we have some listeners who apparently have missed the Monday call and the Saturday call, maybe you could give us a little update about the clearings that you and the webmasters are working on that we'll be able to purchase soon, such as the clone clearing.
The clone clearing will be coming up here. The a clearing for prosperity will be coming up too, and also the one that will allow you to take your past clearings and transfer the energy of you that got collected from the clearing. Remember, the clones are in you, and what's left after the clearing is a little piece of you. That'll be collected into the new planet of light that the light ship created, which will be a copy of this Earth here, be able to have parts of you, you know, saved, we'll say. That'll be coming up shortly, too. The clearings that we have, you can just go to, click on the top of the webpage, the homepage, Creation Light Ship Healing. It's probably there all the time anyway, but the homepage, which you first land on. And there's two clearings here, one's for Monday, one's for Tuesday. When you click on them, you have to navigate down on the page in order to get to the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday conference calls. From there, you can use PayPal. I think it's set up, as you see it there, it will be for Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Click in there, and you're ready to go. And you'll be sent a phone number and an access PIN code to get onto the call. That's what's the newest thing here, is doing these two calls here. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, it sounds like a good thing to do, and I'm planning on doing that myself. And yesterday I was part of the energetic cord release clearing that you had for the conference call, although I was absentee. And I haven't had a chance to tell you that I did feel it, even though I was in a classroom situation. I could feel the... Well, I could feel the energy around me, and then I was sitting, but I could feel freer. And when I got up to leave, I felt really free, like almost like I was going to float out of the chair. So I noticed that I don't usually feel that way when I get up. So that must have been the energetic cord release. So I found it very effective, and I would really like to hear what other people experienced in that sense. If they even noticed anything different from other people, too, around them. And I think we have a call. If there is a caller, would you please state your name and your question for Ron?
Yeah, hi, Ron. It's Earthstar in Ashland.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, great. It's my birthday today, you know, January 11th.
Happy birthday, Earthstar.
Oh, thanks. And I was wondering, because I know we get to go to the light ship when it's our birthday sometimes, and I've really been thinking about what you were saying the other day about how your twin flame is often something that you've always focused on or thought about your whole life. And I have a feeling my twin flame is a fairy or some kind of magical elven creature being. And I want to invite my twin flame to a fairy tea party for my birthday on the light ship.
Okay.
I knew you'd say okay. Thank you. That's so much fun. Oh, boy.
So, let's go, everybody. We're going to go up to the light ship. So, if you have a birthday coming up this month, we'll go there and have a birthday party. Here we go. Everybody, this only works live when you're listening. Here we go, going up to the light ship. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're there now. And we'll go on to the food court, and they have birthday cake there. Oh, I always look for the German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and the ice cream and the nuts and the whipped cream and the cherry. So I kind of get it, kind of really nice. I might even get some butterscotch on it. They can create this for us, things that are healthy for us anyway. But when you look at it, it's the size of like a pencil eraser, so it's not really big. I always bring with or get a magnifying glass so it looks like it's a regular portion for you. So you don't get kind of like, oh, what did I get here? But it's very nourishing. So we all have what we chose. There's different types of cakes and pies and different things there. We'll have this. So we'll be singing Happy Birthday. So here we go. Have the Light Beam Choir come. So we're having it now. It's going underneath our tongue. I find your saliva changing. And then now we're going... seconds if we wish, and they do have other types of food we can get there too right now momentarily if you want to do that. Here we go. Seconds if you like, when underneath your tongue and the light being choir, and we're all singing happy birthday to Earthstar and whoever else has a birthday this month. Ready to come back now. We're coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
Whee!
You go.
Oh, that's so much fun. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So is it really true? I mean, I was wondering, if my twin flame really is that kind of being.
I don't know the second.
Okay, because it really feels like it, because that seems to be what, ever since I was just a really a baby almost, I just always related to that, so.
You should have something from that kingdom, yes,
Likely,
I'd probably say that would be correct, because you have that intuition already.
Right. And I'm running the prosperity clearing right now, and I was wondering some things that I would like to enter into the situation or the incident box. Like, what's a good way to do it to really make it work?
Well, do you have any ideas, Kathy?
The prosperity?
Prosperity
really, empowerment clearing?
Yeah, the prosperity one that...
What I do is I run the clearing. I've run the clearing several times for the whole life. Done the first one, then the repeat for my whole life. I've done it several times, and for certain situations, I put them in the box that I want to have happen. Like, for example, I'm looking for ways to make money that won't take up more of my time or more effort or applications and all that. And so I'm going to refinance my mortgage. And it wasn't until after I ran the prosperity empowerment clearing that I even had the courage to do that, because I've been wanting to do it for 3 years. And now I'm going to do it. I've already applied. I just went ahead. And it was so far so good. And even my soul family, my immediate soul family, is going to help me with any bumps I might, run into along the way. So I had put that in the box, in the special situations box, that I wanted the light beings to help me with. I just put down refinance my mortgage and ran the clearing for a few hours every time I thought about it. So that's what I did.
Yeah, I think the trick is always finding a way to word it. So you try one way of wording it, maybe, and then do another way of wording it, run different ways of wording the request.
Yeah, that is tricky. I just keep it simple and let them know what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they understand about refinance mortgage, but I have no idea. So I just put it down because that's what I want. If I'm looking for a small job, like a side job for the weekend, I put that down that I would like a small job for the weekend, just something simple and easy. And then I run that for the prosperity empowerment clearing. Of course, I do all the other clearings as well. So so I'm sure you do some of the same clearings I do, the usual ones. But that prosperity empowerment, whenever I've done it, within a day or two, boom, response, something really great.
Oh, I see. So for me, it would be to put in, because I would get different clients or customers or different people that would like to enroll in something that I know about that's a good way to make money, and so that, therefore, just to bring those people, help open their awareness or their, just to be able to talk to me and be open to it, and bring them to me kind of thing. Would that be a good way to do it, probably?
I think so. It's like your wish, your intention.
Mm-hmm. Right, great. Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Ron, too. That was wonderful going to the light ship. I love that. And, we need some clearings for that 1-11-11, too. That would be really good for everyone today.
Okay, we can do that. Oh, here we go. We'll do the clearing for these numbers here. It's natal chart clearing all the time. This is kind of similar to that. So here we go. We'll first clear number one for January. Well, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do the 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I will do the 20. 1, 2, 8, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and the 11. 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is, we just cleared the energetic vibration of these numbers that would lock you into a timeline. Okay, so you know how you feel now as you're living in this particular day. I'm gonna go back into a timeline exactly 1 week ago. Same time with the clock, but 7 days back. Here we go, and you can see how the energy is going to shift. There'll be a different timeline for you. And it may not feel very well, because if you're doing a lot of clearings, it could feel some negativity, because you may have got those clearings released from you, and then we'll bring you back into this timeline. Here we go. Back to a timeline that was we're on. Everybody is on a timeline, the 4th of January. Yeah, so 1, 2, 3. Oh, man. That's all the further I'm going to go for everybody. I will bring back the energy to here. Get out of that past timeline. Very negative. Into this one now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I didn't want to go all the way into that timeline just to look at it. That's all we needed. Yeah, it started to feel your body kind of wilt because of the clearings that you probably have had in the last week on and got rid of that old energy. Especially if you're on the two calls Monday and Tuesday. You want to get stuck into the past. But people do. Remember, people put you into a box, especially relatives on either birthday or, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Those are the main days probably that people celebrate. But when you get stuck into a box, then you're living an old timeline. They feel that emotion from that old timeline. They even dread, you know, maybe having people over for Christmas or something, because all of a sudden they bring up all your old stuff you probably have forgot about. That's why it's so nice to have an emotional clearing for everybody in your family, if that's the case. And that way, have a wonderful Christmas of going into, you know, lots of your brother or sister breaking your brand new Christmas toy. Maybe you somehow tripped and knocked the Christmas tree over. All these things are going to be impactful. And, you know, your family members are going to remember it for the rest of their lives. What a bad person you were. Even though it was an accident, you know, you still made a big scene. And remember, everybody will respond differently to what has in store for them. Express, all of a sudden, you know, it makes you wrong. At that point, you become disempowered. Now you're living their belief system, putting you inside of that box that they created for you. Don't want to do that. That's why it's good to have, if you're married, to have your partner get the clearing. Like it or not, or know about it, just do the clearing for them. Just the emotional one, and then you may have a much better relationship. Spouse, or even an ex-spouse or ex-partner or something. Always good to do that, especially if you are married or married and you have children involved. You have to deal with that person, and you really don't like seeing them any longer. Maybe you moved on and got married, but now you have to bring her past or his past or her past into your new reality once a week when you drop the kids off. All those issues come up. The person cheated on you. So you look at the person and you don't like them and you felt all that hurt and anger in your heart. What happened to you? Oh, get the emotional clearing so that you can at least see the person as a person rather than what you thought of them in the past actually damaging you. Oh, back to you, Aaron.
Okay, and just some comments after you did the discussion about the energetic cord release. Another question from Connie. She's saying she doesn't have any energy, and she's asking, do the cords drain the energy? And Tanya is saying that it's very nice not to feel controlled by the cords, and she felt similar to what I was saying, that a sense of lack of connection that way to others. And Nikki is agreeing that she felt more inner flexibility from the cording release. So So Connie is asking if the cords were draining her energy.
Yeah, what we could do is I'll do a little sample here. We'll just take off, let's see. I think it's somebody who you saw today. Somebody will come to mind naturally. Unless you happen to be, you know, in your house. Nothing, but if you were out and about, or maybe you're in, I won't say doing nothing, you know, maybe you're vacuuming or something, or, you know, working on something in your house, but I have to think of something in the last day or two. You're going to probably see a face of somebody as you see that movie being played of you interacting with them. Think of that person that pops up. I'll release the cord from them, from you. But you have to think of something because I have released, you know, a million cords just to find the one that you're trying to look at. So I need to have one incident. Here we go. I'm going to release the cord. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. There. Now, if you look at that picture again of the person, or that the movie set, or the online streaming of them, you know, kind of like YouTube, then all of a sudden you're going to notice that as you look at them, they'll be very, very distant instead of being up front, close to you, for taking your energy. Right now, you might feel your body relaxing. We'll do one more cord release. Same person. Maybe they corded you a bunch of times. One, two, three, four, and five. Hey, back to you, Kathy.
Ron, I believe I heard a caller. Caller, if you're there, will you please state your name and your question for Ron?
Sure. Hi, this is Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. I was just thinking about my particular situation. Maybe we could expand that and use it as a teaching tool, but as a best-selling author for the past 23 years, I've lectured all over the world. I've been on television, thousands of radio stations. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people have seen my image, thought of me, read my works, etc. Could we somehow get the light beings to just count up how many cords are on me as the public figure?
Jeez. It's in the millions.
Yeah. How am I going to be able to get all those off?
I just do the cording clearing. You know, you can get on the one, you know, on Tuesdays. But then from there, I'd go into the whole lifetime cord removal. Okay? It'd be the people cordings.
Okay.
And from there, you know, you want to get the unlimited because it could take you a while to get these things off of you. What I would probably probably go maybe month by month. That'd be the quickest way to do it from when you first started your quoting yourself, we'll say, with your book and within your information. Kind of go from that point and go forward to now. As you could have some old cords there, and they may be connected to you. People may not be draining your energy where the newer ones would be. You may have forgot about it, but the cord is still kind of lingering there, kind of maybe putrefying. So you want to get it off of you.
Yeah, because it's interesting because, you know, if people don't know, my area is health. So I get into it to help people, and that means naturally I would mostly have all these cords to sick people. So it's like a double-edged sword. You step forward in the public arena to help people, and then, boom, all these cords come right on you. You know, welcome to the duality.
Yeah, that is true. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, thank you. I just wanted to check.
Yeah, so that's what I would do, is just go back and do that. Maybe you're a, or not you, Ed, but maybe, and happy pre-birthday there. So.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, maybe you're a school teacher. Maybe you taught children, you know. You know, there'd be a lot of children looking at you, you know, as a role model. Where are they going to cord you? Maybe they like hearing your voice, so they're going to cord your throat. Maybe now you wonder why possibly you have a hard time speaking, and or maybe you have throat cancer, you know. Well, you have to look at it, what could happen to you. I'm not saying that that's a possibility. What is a possibility, yes, but it may not be you know, a fact for you, but I'm sure that it will be a fact for some other people. Oh, it's very interesting. When I go out on the lecture circuit, I don't allow chords to come into me. I'm just in a different area, so I don't get attached or affected by chords. So the energy around me basically prevents that from happening. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Some comments in the fast chat about that last chord release clearing you just did. Amy says she feels lighter. Thank you. And Ben says he just felt a release. And let's see. Liz says the sadness was taken away. And so Heidi said that she was thinking of her parents when you did that. And then they called her, and now she sees white light. And she's wondering if that could you give Heidi a little bit of insight about what just happened to her? She's got a question about her memory, if the memory was erased of the parents.
Well, if the parents called you, is that what the...
Her memory, yeah.
Okay, so right away when the car was released, her parents were energetically attached to her. Remember, your parents... may want to live their life through you, so they heavily cord you to make sure that you're doing the right thing. Another way of saying it is that they're mind controlling you, okay? You get out of line and they know about it because they're, in a sense, like a remote viewer on you, watching you all the time, and then they get upset. So probably when we released the cord, that's why the phone call came, because they felt their disconnection of the energy that they were attempting to give you and or take from you. Either way, it's the same thing. It's both negative. So they probably thought something was up. That's probably why they called you. It's about memory being erased. So I don't know about that one, if it will take away the memory. It could take away the controlling energy from the memory, emotions on it, but the light will never take away your life experience, which would be a memory of how to live here and how to act here. Hey.
Janice is saying she loves this getting cording released because she's been doing massages on people for 10 years. So that's great. And then Marie says when we clear the cords, the person disappears after the cord is released.
That is correct, uh-huh. It can happen, yeah.
Yeah, and Will says, millions sounds like a lot. Okay, so let me go back to some earlier question. When you mentioned the emotional clearing, Ron, earlier, Nene, I hope I'm saying your name right, spelled N-E-N-E, wants to know, he or she would like to buy emotional clearing for both her parents. Could you please, she's new and wants a little bit of direction on how she could go about buying two clearings, these the two whole life clearings, and this would be good for anyone else who's new and listening would like to know also.
You first probably want to do them one at a time because it'll be a little harder and you might actually feel, in fact, I would not buy two clearings at once, I'd just buy one of them. I would buy one maybe that's just say for your mother. You don't have to tell your mother anything about the clearing. She may not want you to do anything to help her. Sometimes people don't want to have their energy systems changed, which is perfectly normal. And they may have a certain belief in religions and think that the devil is going to get them, so they don't want to have anything disrupted in their life as it's not done by a church. That's also what happens. So you may have opposition. So just go in, buy the clearing, put their age in, and then from there, you'll be sent the user's name, password, from the email that you use for PayPal. That's where you get your receipt from. And you have the username, password sent to you. Go in and then just do the clearing. And the reason why I'm saying to do them separately, not at the same time, is because you're going to be able to have a learning experience here on how much energy is being connected by your parents to you, just in the emotional arena. This is sort of like cordings, too. Once you get that up off of you, then you're going to notice that they may have been giving you a lot of energy too. So it's like a mini cord release when you do the emotional clearing, because you will feel the energies leave you from them that they're projecting onto you. Because it's taken away from them, it's being taken away from you. Then probably do your father next. And then normally the clearings for most people on an absentee basis like this here, it'll take probably about 3 days. And next time you see them, maybe in a week, they'll probably be different people. They'll be very calm and won't be bringing up as trigger points, you know, as you or as they try to push your button or vice versa. Buttons will be very, very, very small, if not eliminated completely. This is the way those clearings work, and it's, you know, very gentle. A lot of times it just happens at night. All of a sudden, the people will become more heart-centered, more in the moment, and the old stuff that they normally talk about when you see them will be more than likely not there. Well, that's the way that works, and then they can have a better life. Back to you, Kathy.
Some other comments about that energetic cord clearing release. Janice saw many faces as the cords were being released. And Shannon's saying that she's glad she had it. She was a flight attendant, and so a lot of people were looking at her all the time. So I just want to remind everyone, this is seems to be such a heavy clearing that Ron is offering the conference call for Tuesday night. It's at 5:30, and it's $20, and it seems to be well worth it for getting more of these cores off of you because they keep coming at us. So if that was just a sample, imagine how it would feel. I know for me, I didn't realize on Tuesday how much cording I had until I went to get up and move, and I really felt the difference. It was astounding. So I know I'm going to buy the energetic cord release from people, myself, the whole life one. Okay, and I do want to make some announcements right now that to remind everyone that this Saturday, the 14th, begins the Ascension Preparation Call, and that will be for 4 hours, and you can purchase that call on through the website as usual, and that will be listed there under Purchase conference calls on the left side of the web page. In addition to that, there is 3 conference calls. They're intensives where we get to go up on the light ship. Ron takes us, and the light beings work on us to help clear out all the, it is a lot of clearing going on. You can read about it. It's on starting on Sunday the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th of January. And there are special prices, discounted packages that you can purchase as well. So those are this weekend, and when you register, you'll get an email with some instructions and the conference call phone number and PIN number so you can access. And by the way, if you can't participate live, you can register as an absentee if you let Ron know ahead of time in an email. So those are 8 hours in length, beginning at 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we will have a conference call tonight. It's a question and answer, so please email your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll read them over the phone, and Ron will answer the questions. If you have anything personal you'd like to share, just get an update on where you're at and what you might be needing. Ron is here to assist you. So please send those in. And, Ron, are there any other announcements? Should I give the phone number for the conference call now?
Good. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, so I can type it in later, but for now I'll just say it's the same number we've been using, 559-546-1301. Then you have to type in the PIN number, which is 506-399-POUND. So I'll be typing those in later unless someone else wants to. Then that will begin at 8:30 or 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock for an hour. So please send in a short question to clsquestions.com.
Yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. I'm going to type that in and the phone number. I was just about to do that.
Oh, let's see here. Some people have been using that 2,000 year of darkness clearing very nicely. If somebody who doesn't quite get maybe anything, not necessarily, you know, about you talking about CLS, that helps too, but just the people that kind of are a little thick and don't understand much about, I won't say spirituality, but just are really thick and living in old patterns that are negative, that 2,000 year of darkness clearing may bring them out of it. So you may want to put their name in there too. That could help them out. I have other free clearings on the website too to help out. But that one seems to be very nice. Here Now is good too. I have a problem conscious here. Oh.
Liz is asking if courting can happen through the internet, like if you have a picture of yourself on a profile, and such as a social network.
I mean, that'd be the worst thing, to be on like Facebook or something, but to have your picture there. It took me about 2 years to even put my picture on the website. Then, you know, I think it was about 2 years. I didn't even want to be up there. Right now it is off, but I have the YouTube videos. I just didn't want to be psychically attacked by people. That happens off and on, especially when the expos start to begin. Practitioners who don't really like what I'm talking about will try to give me psychic attack energy, just like courtings. I have to ward them off. Normally it starts about a month before the expo, so right now we're kind of in the middle of it here. Ice water out. That does happen, and, you know, well, you need to really understand, you know, how what can happen to you that you know nothing about. Like Ed was saying, public figures out there do get courted. That's why a lot of the people that are really high up, they actually put a clone up of them. Clone will be attacked by anybody. I won't get into that too much because it's actually a true clone body. A person is elsewhere. Talk about that, because it gets to be a little on the negative side here. Too many questions about, oh, is this person a clone, or is this one a clone, or that one a clone, and go in that direction. You can watch some of these people. They physically change before your eyes from one moment to the next, or asked maybe interviews and stuff. So. Right, we'll switch gears here. I don't want to get too negative here with this stuff. So the clone clearing is coming up Monday. I'll have clones, or you all will have clones in you. If they pop out of you, then you feel better because you're getting more of your little piece of your spirit back, a grain of sand of you, and of your body coming back as the clones are dispersed. Oh, I guess we got about maybe 4 or 5 minutes left on the program here, so back to you, Kathy.
Okay, in response to your suggestion about the 2,000-year darkness clearing, Joel's saying that he used the 2,000-year darkness clearing on a lady he was having trouble with at work, and she ended up being much easier to work with after doing it on her, and he couldn't even get her to communicate before to fix the problem. So that's Joel's testimony about the clearing. And that clearing is available on the CLS website on the front page under on the left side, too. Anyone can access it. That's one of the free ones, isn't it, Ron?
It is. It's a free clearing. It raises people's consciousness levels up so that they can understand what light is as compared to darkness or the light of the darkness. That's why I put it up, to give people a chance to kind of figure out what's happening. Otherwise, you're really corded and connected to all these past energies of your past life. So this is a way to help yourself out to feel better.
It's under Alien Barcode Removal, 2,000-year dark barcode removal. So that's a good suggestion for anyone who's having trouble with other people and want to, and the people that you're especially that you're stuck with, like Joel seems to be. Okay, and then another good clearing I found too is another free one is alien tracking barcode. I've used that on some people that I'm working with, and as well as the 2,000-year dark barcode, and it has made a difference for me in a very positive way, I'm happy to say. So anyway, thank you for those clearings, Ron, and for also for taking us up to the lightship. That was such a treat.
Yeah, that was good. I like that. Yeah, it's nice having the birthday.
Yes, it is. Always good to have that cake. I saw someone said they wish they had a bigger piece, although they really enjoyed the piece that they, the size of the cake that it is. They really enjoyed the taste of it. Okay, and I'd like to announce that sponsors for any of these programs on BBS are welcome. You can as a sponsor, you can come on the show and talk and have Ron address your own personal requests and situation and share some of your experiences. They're $60, I think, to sponsor, and you just send Ron an email and let him know you're interested. Also, if you've enjoyed the healings that you've received tonight and found the of benefit and you enjoy the BBS radio program, please consider sending in a donation to Ron. There's a icon on the website where it says donate, and you can donate through PayPal directly. It's quick and easy. And the donations help keep the website running and keep the radio programs going, too. So they're much appreciated. Back to you, Ron.
Oh, we could do a mind a heart drop for everybody. And here we go. So that you should be doing yourself, but the new people may not know what it's about. So way that you can have your spirit connect with your thoughts, that monkey mind, you know, all that distortion in your head, all these thoughts, mind all the time. And it brings it into your heart center. And once it goes there, then you have no judgment. Then you're in peace. So source energy is peace. That's where your spirit lives. Your spirit does not live in densities. So doing the mind to heart drop. So I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, and your spirit to do this. That's very, very important. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, if you notice now, you cannot have a positive thought, which is judgment, or a negative thought, which is also judgment. Some people think that negative thoughts are really bad and positive thoughts are good. Well, they're both judgment, so it's the same thing. How you want to perceive it, but the energy of it is the same. It'll harm you either way. Want to stay in non-judgment moment. Feel very peaceful now. So back to you, Kathy.
I think I heard a beep. Is there a caller on the line?
Yes, hi. This is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
I have a question about one of the clearings I sent money for. The alien one for, it's a, like you pay $30 for a month. What does that all entail?
Yeah, that's the alien attack page. There's, I think, a bunch of drop-down options there. Help you out to get rid of the aliens that may be attacking you in the evenings when you're sleeping. We have
the also parallel lives.
That'll get rid of the things that we normally do, like on the conference calls on Sundays. Sundays are probably a lot more complete, but this is one way that you can get some help with. The page has a lot of clearings on it. So it's dealing with aliens interfering with your life.
Okay.
You can go on it whenever you wish. A lot of people who do this have the actually the computer on all the time running the light beam, maybe a particular clearing, especially at night. If people ought better sleeping abilities and ease of sleep when they have it up.
Can a person be in a different room, or would I have to like sleep in the living room then where I have the computer?
Best to have it in the room that you're in, but, you know, you can also have it in another room. That would work, too.
Okay.
But, most people have laptops, so laptop, they can move it around from room to room. A lot of people have wireless.
I don't have one.
You know, you may... Maybe get another monitor to put it up.
Big check a week ago, so you should have it by now because I sent priority mail, and I wanted to do the Monday night call.
Yeah,
and
so
I could
we'll
let
see
you
what
post,
happens. We'll
no,
get it
Monday.
I did send you
two emails.
I'll send you an email when I get it.
Okay.
Okay, so
all right,
thank you. Okay. Alien attack page is very, very good. Help you out to get rid of the energies. Oh, like our call is about over here, the show.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi. Let's see you probably everybody next, this coming Friday, a couple of days from now, in time, but we're on Station 2. Station 2, Fridays and Saturdays. We can probably maybe post in there again the Q&A. We'll leave the Q&A up to look for questions if you wish. Phone number, again, is 559-546-1301, and then they'll prompt you for a code to type in, pressing on your keyboard there on your touch tone. So it's 506-399, so 506-399, 506-399. It's the pound sign, and you'll be on the call. Hello, everybody. It'll be an hour call, and we'll see you. You'll be on the call here to ask your questions. Just go to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Send me the information. We'll be reading the questions for everybody. Oh, blessings to everybody. We'll see you program. Have a wonderful evening if you can't get on the call. See you later, everybody.